This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 131 of the Good Neighbor Podcast Estero. Today we have good neighbors, John and Brianna Optain from the Southwest Florida Home Group. I got that all right.
Great job.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, pleasure to finally meet you guys and get to understand what you guys do here locally. So let's just jump right in and want you to share with our listeners what you do at Southwest Florida Home Group.
So you want to go or you want?
No, go right ahead. Go ahead.
We help people buy and sell houses. So we're a real estate team. We're obviously, my wife and I are the main teammates, but we focus in Bonita, but we work Naples and Fort Myers as well. So
John was born and raised in Bonita, so that's kind of our home base. We live here currently in downtown Bonita, and following the development and everything over the past few years here, everything's booming in Bonita Springs. So my background's in marketing, so I run our blog is swfl.life online. So that's where we keep everybody up to date with new developments. We've got, you know, local events on there and everything like that. So we kind of add a little bit more value to, you know, what we already do in the real estate industry in that way.
Absolutely. I actually get your newsletter and I love it. You guys do a great job with that.
Oh, awesome. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah. So let's back up a little. How did you guys get involved in the real estate industry?
John got his license first.
Yeah, I pretty much got my license right out of high school. So I've been doing it since I was about 19 probably. I'm 29 now, so it's been like 10 years.
I joined his brokerage. My background's in marketing, like I said. So I was actually doing marketing for a gym in Naples. And his broker at the time was going to my gym, so that's how I met him. And he said that he had an opportunity to kind of do some marketing, recruiting, and management for the brokerage. So I took that opportunity, and that's kind of where I learned the back end, you know, of everything. And then I decided to get my license, and so then we, you know, started a team together, and I've been doing it ever since.
That is awesome. I love that. Yeah. So starting your own business or being involved in your own business, there's always some type of challenge or obstacle along the journey that we can maybe look back at now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place because I went through that. Is there something that happened along your guys' journey?
Real estate, I mean, it's like every single deal you learn something new, I think. No deal is the same. There's always hiccups. And so we're constantly learning from, you know, different challenges, how to, you know, best navigate, you know, situations when deals at the very end are going up in flames or something like that. I think we've, you know, done a really good job of, you know, learning from those mistakes and being able to, you know, 7 years in the industry, you see a lot of stuff. So we're able to avoid a lot of those things that we probably wouldn't have seen coming, you know, earlier on in our careers.
It is. And that real estate market is just so, it's so volatile. It's up and down and it goes through major swings and you just got to hang on for the long haul. Mm-hmm. So are there any maybe myths or misconceptions surrounding what you guys do here in Southwest Florida that we can maybe clear up for our listeners?
I would say that one of the main things is just, it's hard to word it, but just every realtor does things differently. And I think that people can have bad experiences with realtors and, you know, kind of look at realtors as a whole in that way, thinking that, you know, they're all the same. You know, some realtors are just, there are unfortunately realtors who just do it for money and things like that and don't put the same amount of effort and care into, you know, each customer. And, you know, that can end up making a customer feel like they're not being paid attention to and they're not getting, you know, the service that they deserve. So, and, you know, just with different things, you know, there's a lot of effort that we put into our listings, for example. I mean, you could hire an agent who, you know, doesn't take professional photography and, you know, just doesn't put the effort in that needs to be there. And that leaves people with, you know, a bad experience. So we try to go really above and beyond with everything that we do for our customers.
And that's important because, you know, nowadays and in a lot of different industries, customer service has gone away, you know, and people are focused on numbers. And it's nice to see people that are actually focused on, you know, providing a good, you know, service for their customers.
It's so important. It's, you know, the biggest purchase of most people's lives. So you got to keep that in mind always.
Absolutely. So are you seeing anything trending in the industry lately?
Well, everything kind of, as the rates jumped up, everybody, you know, the past year or so, you know, everybody knows rates are a lot higher than they used to be. So we kind of were waiting to see what happened with the market, you know, because real estate takes a while to respond to certain changes in the market. It's not like the stocks or anything. So, it's been kind of, inventory has been growing. So there's a lot of houses for sale versus the same, you know, this time last year, but it hasn't really affected things too much. I mean, other than days on market is a little bit higher. It's taking places around like 90 days to sell right now. But other than that, everything's moving pretty well. Sale prices haven't really been affected by, you know, since there's more inventory now. A lot of people would think sale prices would start coming down, but they haven't really come down. So it's in a good place. It's more fair for buyers right now versus a year or two ago. But at the same time, sellers are still selling fairly quickly and, you know, for a lot more than they were a couple years ago.
Right.
Nope,
go ahead.
I was just going to add that I think, you know, these changes that we're seeing kind of nationally are affecting, you know, slower markets more and faster. So there are definitely areas in America where, you know, home prices are responding to the change and they are coming down a little bit. But just Southwest Florida, just in general, is just booming. There's so much development. There's so many people moving here daily. So with such a strong demand, it just makes it a little bit healthier of a market than, you know, others compared to others in America.
Absolutely. Now, and you mentioned you guys are from down here in Southwest Florida, so you've probably seen a lot of change throughout the years.
It's
crazy. I mean, I know I moved down here in 1989, and just the amount of changes from then, it's crazy. It's you know, there was nothing. There was no Bonita. There was no Estero. It was just nothing.
I always make a joke about because I moved down here from New Jersey, actually, coming up on 12 years ago. And I joke with John, I used to live on Strike Lane and he used to live right off of Paradise over there. It's where he grew up. And I remember when he would pick me up from my house and we had just started dating, he would say, when I used to Strike Lane, me and my friends rode horses down Strike Lane and there used to be a canal in the middle. And I'm like, how old are you?
Right. He's a cowboy. There you go. Right.
That was only one time.
There you go. Just one time. There you go. So I know, you know, being in real estate, having a child is very demanding. You probably don't have a lot of free time, but what do you guys enjoy doing outside of work?
Fishing.
Yeah, we're always on the boat or at the beach. Our daughter she loves to be outside. She does not like to be indoors at all. So we're on the boat and at the beach a lot.
There you go. True Florida girl, huh? There we go. I love that.
Definitely.
So is there one thing you wish our listeners knew about what you guys do that maybe they're not aware of?
I'd say all the steps. I mean, as far as our customers go, there's a lot of things that realtors do or should be doing. You know, a ton of steps from meeting the client to closing. There's so many steps, whether you're helping them buy or sell. And I think, like, she kind of to go off what she was saying earlier, there's a big misconception. I think a lot of people, especially if you've had a bad experience in the past, that realtors are just in it for a commission. And it's a lot of advising. And then from there, a lot of different steps to get to closing. And so I'd say, you know, There's a lot to it behind the scenes.
A lot behind the scenes, definitely. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the important stuff because that's what makes a good experience for everybody.
Right.
So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more, looking for a home, looking to sell a home?
Yeah, well, our website is great. So swfl.life, not .com, it's .life. So on there, we've got some different tools, but there's a great blog for anybody to check out. We follow all the new developments going on from, you know, really Cape Coral down to South Naples. So that's really fun for people to look through. We also have different new restaurants. I've got a great happy hour guide, things like that. So even if you're not looking to buy or sell right now, it's a great resource. We've got our newsletter too, where we send out all of those articles. So definitely sign up for that and stay up to date on all of those things. Each Friday it comes out. So you've got the events coming up for the weekend and things like that. So it's not your average real estate newsletter. And I think Jim can vouch for us on that one. Definitely check out our website.
Absolutely. No, it's a great newsletter. Like I said, it's very informative about what's going on. I'm like, what can I do this weekend? It's always in there.
Awesome.
And my cell phone number is 239-292-2317 for anybody. You want to just call or text us anytime. We're always available.
Perfect. And we also have, real quick, I guess I'll give a quick plug that we are running a buyer incentive this spring up until June. So that is offering cash back to our buyers up to $5,000, depending on the purchase price. So that's a great way for buyers to, you know, buy down their interest rate or lower their closing costs as well.
That is awesome. I love it. Any last words for our listeners?
No, I don't think so. We appreciate you having us. This is awesome.
No, awesome getting to know you guys. Thank you for being such good neighbors, and I hope to see you out in the community soon.
Thanks, Jim. Hope to see you soon.
Good talking to you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.